Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Yuma Samach Gimel. We begin three lines from the top of the Amid. We're in the midst of a discussion regarding Shechutei Chutz. If one takes a korban, which is meant to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and does the Shechita outside, if it's B'Shogeg, generates Chatos, B'Mezid, there's Kares. The Pasuk says, Ve'el Pesach Oyhal Moed Lohivyah, he failed to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash properly instead of bringing it inside. He did it outside. There's a Chiv of Shechutei Chutz. We discussed yesterday, Rav Chizda tells us that if we have two Seire Yom Kippur, this pair of goats, which are meant to be brought inside, and instead he does the Shechita outside, even if it's before Hagrala, there's a Chiv of Shechutei Chutz. Rav Chizda explained, although currently this Seir is not really as of yet meant for Hakrava, for its designated purpose, which is Lashem, La'azazel, it's still before Hagrola, before it had been designated for Lashem, La'azazel. Nevertheless, there's a Chiv of Shechutei Chutz, and the reason is because theoretically it still has Hakrava capacity to it. If he should choose, he can use this goat, this Soyer Chatos, for use of a of Karban Musaf. You can use it as a Chatos Musaf. And therefore, it's considered to be something which has Hakrava capacity. It's considered a Karban, in which case, if he does it outside instead of inside, there's a Chiv of Shechutei Chutz. So although, once again, it's not really meant for this purpose, it was designated for either Lashem or La'azazel, nevertheless, since it has some sort of potential Hakrava capacity to it, it can theoretically be used for the Chatas HaMusaf, which doesn't need Hagrola. It is considered a potential carbon, in which case is a Chiv of Shechutei Chutz upon the Shechita being done outside the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara on the third line from the top, Umi Islei l'Rav Chizda Hoyel. Is that so? The Rav Chizda holds of the concept of Hoyel, when something theoretically has some sort of Hakrava ability to it. It's called a carbon, in which case there's a Chiv of Shechutei Chutz, even though we're not speaking about its intended designated use, such as the Chiv of Shechutei Chutz, which will apply to the pair of goats, this Irei Yom Kippurim, due to the fact that it can be used for the Chatos HaMusaf, which is not really its intended purpose. Is that so? We apply Hoyel, we say, since Umi Islei l'Rav Chizda Hoyel, V'am Rav Chizda Pesach Sheshchotei, B'chutz B'shar Yimei Sashana. If he takes a Karban Pesach, after Yom Tov, it's Tu B'Shvat, and he does a Shechita on that Karban Pesach, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. We know that once Pesach passes, we learn this from Sukkim, the Karban Pesach now is meant to be used as a Shlomim. So what if he takes his Karban Pesach throughout the year and does it outside? Is he chayiv? Is there a chiv of Shechutei Chutz? Is it considered a potential carbon which is meant to be brought inside and not outside? It depends. Lishmoi pater. If he does a Shechita l'shem Pesach, it's pater because there is no hakrova l'shem Pesach capacity within this carbon. It's past Yom Tov. There's no Pesach any longer. So if he does a Shechita l'shem Pesach outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's no chiv of Shechutei Chutz. Sheloi l'shmoi chayiv. If he does it l'shem shlamim, for instance, he's chayiv because this animal carries within it a shlamim potential. It can be brought l'shem shlamim once it's past Yom Tov of Pesach. So if he does the Shechita l'shem shlamim outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv. It's Shechutei Chutz. So this statement was presented by who? By Rav Chizda. Says the Gemara, let's make a diyuk. Tama d'shelo l'shmoi. There's only a chiv of Shechutei Chutz if he did a shelo l'shmoi, l'shem shlamim. Ha stama. But if it was an undefined Shechita, He had nothing in mind. Now, L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlom, he just did a stama. We say it's L'shmayhu Upater. It's considered as though it was done L'shem Pesach. Because unless he changes the designation, the default status is Pesach. And we say it's as though it's L'shmay L'shem Pesach, and it's Pater, because there is no Shechita L'shem Pesach on Tu B'Shvat. In which case, this type of Hakrava could never have taken place inside. There's no Shechiv of Shechut Echutz on this Hakrava. That's the diuk from Chizda's halacha. V'amai, says the Gemara, why would you say that stama doesn't count? Let's apply the concept of hoyel, sense. Since there is a theoretical hakrava capacity inherent in this carbon, if he would have done it shelo lishmoy, it would have been kosher. So once this animal contains within it, any sort of a hakrava potential, it's considered a carbon, which case is a chiv of shchut echutz, just like the Sa'ir Yom Kippur. Although it's not intended for the musaf, it's intended for the hagrala. Nevertheless, Rav Chizda explains to us that since it contains within it any sort of hakrava potential, it can be used for a different type of chatos. It's considered a carbon. And therefore, there's a chiv of shchut echutz. So here as well, why should we differentiate between lishmoy and shloi lishmoy, and say, well, between shloi lishmoy and stama, we'll say, well, the shloi lishmoy, l'shem shlamim, it's considered a carbon, therefore there's a chiv of shchut echutz. But if he didn't have a machshav of shloi lishmoy, it was only stama, we'll say, well, we consider it as though it's l'shem Pesach, after Yom Tov, it's worthless. Therefore, it's not considered a carbon, there's no chiv of shchut echutz. V'amai. Lema, why shouldn't we say Hoyel v'roi Shaloi l'shmoi b'fnim? Since it's roi for Shaloi l'shmoi in the Beis HaMikdash, should he choose to have in mind Shaloi l'shmoi, meaning I'm doing this l'shem shlamim, it's considered a proper carbon Beis HaMikdash if done in that manner. So this carbon carries within it a potential hakrava capacity, in which case there should be a chiv of shchut echutz. What's the difference between this and Yom Kippur? How could you compare the two things? Hasam b'yakira. When it comes to Karban Pesach, you have to change the designation. Why? The Hegdash was the same Pesach. So if you change the designation, if you oiker, if you uproot the original designation, you turned it into a shlamim, fine. You've given it a din of shlamim, which case, there's a chiv of shchut echutz, because it's roi as a shlamim in the Beis HaMikdash. But now otherwise, if there was no akira done, it's just stama, it takes the animal, it does a shchita, an undefined shchita, without changing its name, then the default status is Pesach. Pesach is not kosher throughout the year. It's not a karm, and there's no shchut echutz. Hai loy by akira, as opposed to the Sa'ir Yom Kippur, which was purchased as a chatos. True, it was intended for that type of chatos, and not the chatos hamusafim. But chatos, close enough. Similar enough in name and designation, in which case, you don't have to uproot it, you don't have to change its designation. Since it was purchased for chatos, it was hugdash l'shem chatos. And theoretically, it's kosher l'shem chatos even before hagrola was done, because you could just use it for your chatos hamusafen. In which case, it has carbon capacity to it, which case is a chiv of shchut echutz. So this is the first sheet of Rav Chizda. When we speak about Pesach throughout the year, is there a chiv of shchut echutz? If it's l'shmoy, then the answer is no, because there's no Pesach throughout the year. So it's not really a carbon, and the whole point of Shechut Echutz is he was marker of it outside instead of inside. And this carbon doesn't have the ability to become a carbon inside, as opposed to Shaloi L'shmoy L'shem Shlamim, for instance, that has Shechut Echutz, because a Shlamim is Kasha throughout the year. So it's a carbon. Instead of being brought inside, brought outside. He's chayev for shchut echutz. Continues the Gemara with another version of this halacha. Rabba Bar Simi Masni Lehu B'Derab. Rabba Bar Simi presented both halachas, the first one regarding the Sar Yom Kippur B'Chutz, or Ischayiv, and the second halacha regarding the Pesach B'Chutz, where only if it's Shaloi Lishma, which case it's Shlomim, he's Chayiv, but Lishmoy or Stoma, he's Potter. V'kash Lehi D'Rabba, D'Rabba, so both halachas he presented the name of Rabba, and he had a kasha from one statement of Rabba on the other. How do we reconcile both halachas? If we apply Hoyel, and if something has a potential akrova, it is considered a carbon, which case is a chiv of shudei chutz. What's the difference between this case and that? U'mishani k'dishaninan, and he answered exactly as we did. There's a difference between the soyer on Yom Kippur, which is already considered a chatus, which case, as long as theoretically it can be brought currently, at this moment, for the sake of a chatus, even if it's chatus musaf, we regard this animal as though it has carbon potential and is a chiv of shchutichut, as opposed to the Pesach throughout the year. You have to change its status to make it into a carbon. You have to turn it into shlo lishmoy. Otherwise, it has no carbon ability. There's no chiv of shchutichut. Continues the Gemara. Ki also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar, he quoted Rav Yirmiya, Omar B'Yechna, who holds a bit different than Rav Chisda. Pesach sheshochte b'chutz. B'shoy Mas Hashanah, he took a carbon Pesach, and he did the Shechita outside throughout the year. Bein L'shmoy, Bein Shaloi L'shmoy Potter, whether L'shem Pesach or L'shem Shlom, he's Potter. Why? Omar Rav Dimi, so Rav Dimi was the one who presented this halacha, so he went ahead and he turned around and he analyzed it. Amrita L'shmaita Kameda Rav Yirmiya. He went back to Rav Yirmiya, turned around and he says, let's analyze the halacha that you just told me. Amrita l'shmaita, I presented, I analyzed the halacha, kamei d'Rav Yirmiya, as follows. B'shloim l'shmai, understand why. If he did the shechita b'chutz l'shem Pesach, it's worthless. D'loi chazile, because it's not roi l'shem Pesach throughout the year. So in this context, we don't consider it to be a carb. And there's no chiyuv shechita chutz. Ela shaloi l'shmai yamai. But why do you say that a shechita of a Pesach throughout the year, shloi l'shmoi, is potter on account of shchut echutz? Why? Hachazi shloi l'shmoi b'fnim. This carbon has hakrova potential if it is a shlamim. You can bring it as a shlamim in the Beis Hamidosh throughout the year. So if it has carbon potential, why is it no chiv of shchut echutz? V'amar li, Rav Yirmiya responded to me, I'll explain to you. Akira aschutz lav shmo akira. Let's go over to Rashi, about 4 or 5 lines up. Akira aschutz, says Rashi. Akira shem b'shchit aschutz lo yishmo akira. You can't uproot its name. You can't redesignate a carbon by doing the shchita outside the Beis Hamidrash. It doesn't work. Im hichshir akos of Pesach b'shoyim ha'is hashana b'shlamim lo yichshir elu b'fneim u'b'akira sashem. It's true. We learn from Pesukim that the Torah was machshir a carbon Pesach if it's brought as a shlamim throughout the year. If it's brought as a shlamim properly in the Beis Hamidrash, a proper shechita can change its destiny, can turn it into a shlamim. Aval b'chutz lo ilam shmoy elav. But if the shechita is on outside, that shechita isn't effective. You can't influence the status of a carbon. You can't change it into a shlamim just by doing a shechita l'shem shlamim if that shechita is outside the Beis Hamidrash. So if you take a Pesach, b'shari mois hashana, and do the shechita outside, even if it's shaloi l'shmo, you haven't really done it, you haven't changed the designation of that carbon, it's still considered a carbon Pesach. In which case, it's on chiyuv shchut echutz, because you cannot bring a Pesach throughout the year. It is not considered an animal with hakrava capacity in its current state. Therefore, there's no chiyuv shchut echutz. That explains the halacha. Why a Pesach throughout the year has no din shchut echutz, whether lishmoy, that's pashut, or even shaloi lishmoy, because it still will remain a Pesach. And a Pesach cannot be brought throughout the year. It's not a karm. It's no chiv shchut echutz. Continues more with yet a third shita regarding this halacha. Ki also Ravin, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he quoted Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Amar Rav Yechanan. Pesach sheshchata b'chutz. B'shay ma'is hashana? Bein l'shmai? Bein shlo l'shmai chayef. He holds exactly the opposite. If he did a shchita on a Pesach throughout the year, whether l'shem Pesach, l'shem shlam is chayef? Says the Gemara, how do you explain this? Afilu l'shmai, even if it's l'shem Pesach. You can't bring a Pesach on Tu B'Shvat. So what do you mean you take the Pesach throughout the year and you do the Shechit L'Shem Pesach B'chutz Yerchayev? You can't be makrivit in this matter B'fnim, and the whole point of Shechit L'Chutz is it was done outside instead of inside. Well, the way it was done outside would never have been kosher inside, so why is there a chiyuv of Shechit L'Chutz? Elamai you'll say, well, the point is since this animal had some form of potential Hakrova capacity b'fnim, should it have been done shelo l'shmai? In which case we say, irrelevant of how he does it. There's a chiyuv of shchut l'chutz. Is that going to be the pshat? V'afilu l'shmai, even if it's l'shmai l'shem Pesach, he's chayv, because at the end of the day, this animal can be brought as a carbon. V'atnan. Let's take a look at this mission. Mechusar zman. Suppose the time of Hakrova had not yet arrived. Bein begufoy, bein beba'alim, whether it's time deficient by its own account, meaning the animal is less than 8 days old, which is the minimum time requirement for the hakrava. Bein beba'alim, suppose its owner is mechusar zman, he's not ready to bring the carbon. He's a zav, he's a mitzera. So either way, whether the reason for the mechusar zman is due to its own account, it's underage, or because of the Baal, who's not yet ready to bring the Karm. What's the halacha then? We say that these Karbanis brought outside the Mikdash don't generate a chiv of Shchut Echutz, because it's premature, it's not yet time for Hakrava. You can't bring it inside, therefore there's no chiv outside. And the Mishnah explains, Ve'ezehu mechusar zman be'Baal. What's an example of a the time deficiency on account of the owner? Suppose they makir their chatas v'asham outside the mikdash, they're because the appropriate time has not yet arrived. This animal does not yet have hakrava potential. However, suppose he's makir their oilo or their shlamim outside, even if they're still tamei, there's a chiyuv of shchut echutz, and the reason is because an oil and a shlamim, as opposed to chatas v'asham, the oil and shlamim can be brought as an adava, so they contain with them some sort of hakrava potential b'fnim. So even though it's not the designated purpose of this carbon, it was designated to be used for their chiyuv. Nevertheless, since they have some sort of hakrova potential b'fnim as an adava, we consider it a carbon. This is a chiyuv of shchut echutz. So that's the mishnah. V'amar Rav Chelki Bar Tuvi, he explains, lo yishanu. When do we say that there's no chiyuv shchut echutz by the asham ela l'shmoy? If he did it l'shem asham, there's no hakrova potential for the sake of Asham, when the owner is not yet available. So there's no chiyuv shchut echutz. Aval shelo l'shmoy chayev. But if he's makriv that Asham, lo shelo l'shmoy. Not for the sake of Asham, for the sake of a oila or shlamim. Which case we know that it's kosher. It doesn't really count for its owner. He's not credited with the carbon. He has to bring another one, but it's kosher. And if it's done outside, it's chayev. Because it has a krov of potential in that manner. If he should choose to bring it as an oil and asham, as a shlamim, or an oil and shlamim inside the Beis HaMikdash, it's a kosher carbon. So if he does it outside, it's chayv. Says the Gemara, let's infer from here, lishmoy miyapater. It's pretty clear that if he should choose to take that asham and do it lishem asham, he's pater. Once again, why? Because it's mechusar zman bebalav. The time for that krov of this asham has not yet arrived. So if he's doing it l'shem oila, l'shem shlamim, it has a krov of potential on that in that context, and therefore it's considered a carbon and is a chiv of shchut echutz. But if it's done l'shmoy l'shem ashon, you cannot bring it yet l'shem ashon. It's mechusar zman. It doesn't have that hakrova capacity, and therefore there's no chiv of shchut echutz. Says the Gemara, why? Why me a potter? Why should we say that it's potter? Am I? Why don't we say, well, this carbon, this animal, certainly has hakrova potential inside. Should he choose to bring it, shaloi lishma, it works. So skip the fact that he had lishma in mind. The fact is, this animal has hakrova potential. It's considered a carbon because in some form, in some manner, it can currently be brought as a carbon. If he should have a machshava shalai l'shmai, if he should choose to bring l'shem shlama m'shem oila. Evidently, we don't work like that. We look at what he did. If he had machshava shalai l'shmai, meaning l'shem oila, l'shem shlama, okay. That type of akrova works inside, so it works outside. There's a chiyuv of shchutei chutz. But if he had a machshava l'shmai, l'shem asham, he can't bring an asham today. That's not called a carbon. There's no chiyuv of shchutei chutz. Getting back closer to home, regarding the Pesach, b'shoy mais hashana, if this is the case, so why do we say that the Pesach throughout the year, which was nishchat outside, generates a chiv of shchutei chutz, whether it was shaloi l'shmai l'shem shlamim, that's fair, now we understand, because you can bring a shlamim throughout the year. And even if it was l'shmai, l'shem Pesach, we say, is a chiv of shchutei chutz. You can't bring a Pesach on Tu B'Shvat. Apparently the reason is because we look at the animal. As long as there's some sort of hakrova potential latent in this animal, it's called a carbon. Even though he personally did it l'shem Pesach, which doesn't really work. So if that's the case, why, when it comes to this halacha of the asham, do we differentiate? We say, well, l'shmai is not a carbon. What do you mean? But it has potential akrova. If he would have chosen to do it shaloi l'shmai, says what is a big difference. Hachi yashda, how could you compare? Hasam by yakura. The asham needs to be uprooted. Its designation needs to be changed. It needs to be transformed from an asham to an oila or to a shlamim. Because as asham, it's not yet suitable. And the owner is not ready for an asham. So the only way we consider it a carbon is if he consciously turns it into a different type of carbon, an oila or a shlamim. That's what we say. L'shmai is pater. But shalei l'shmai is chayv. Because shalei l'shmai turns it into a shlamim or an oila. In which case, it's considered roi l'akrava even now, and it's a chiyuv of shchutei chutz. Hacha, Pesach, b'shayi mais hashana, shlamim ninu, as opposed to Pesach throughout the year, he holds, it automatically reverts to shlamim status. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to tinker with it. The Pesukim teach us that a Pesach, carbon Pesach, after the Yom Tov of Pesach, automatically turns into a shlamim. So regardless of whether he had a machshav l'shem Pesach or l'shem shlamim, it's irrelevant. The carbon has now reverted to shlamim status. In which case, we consider it to be a kasher carbon, but it has a hakrova potential in the Beis HaMikdash, in which case, if he did it outside, it's a chiyuv of shchutei chutz. So the third sheet here was a chiddush, that you don't need to be oikar the Pesach to turn into a shlamim. It's automatically shlamim. In which case we treat it as a carbon, regardless of what he had in mind. If he does it outside, he's chayiv for shchutei chutz. So we have three shittas. We had Rav Chisda, we had Rav Dimi, and we had Ravin. Rav Chisda says, Pesach throughout the year, outside Beis HaMikdash, is it considered shchutei chutz? Well, it depends. L'shmoy, l'shem Pesach, there's no Pesach hakrova throughout the year. There's no chayiv shchutei chutz. Shaloi l'shmoy, l'shem shlamim, well, it has that potential akrova, and therefore it's considered shchutei chutz. According to Rav Dimi, in either case it's potter, because he says, If it's Hashem Pesach, of course, he's Pata, because there is no Karban Pesach throughout the year. And even Shleil Hashem Pesach, you can't. You don't have the ability to transform a Pesach into a Shlamim throughout the year if it's done outside the Beis HaMikdash. So it always remains Pesach, in which case, it's not considered a Karban. There's no Chiyuv Shchita Chutz. Ravin went the other way. He says, it's irrelevant to what he had in mind. It's automatically a shlamim once Yom Tov passes, in which case it's considered a carbon. It can be brought as a carbon throughout the year. So it's a chi of shchut echutz. Says Rav Ashi mas nichayev kadam ridan. Rav Ashi's version of Ravin was the way we had it, that whether he had the machshava l'shmoy or shlo l'shmoy is chayev. However, Rav Yirmiyah midifti mas nipater. His version of Ravin was that he's going to be potter for Shchut Echutz, whether Lishmoy or Shloi Lishmoy. Why? Because according to this version, Ravin held like Rav Dimi, which was the second Shita, Kosovar Pesach B'Shari Maisa Shana B'Yakira. A Pesach doesn't automatically revert to Shlam. You need to change its designation to be Akirat. V'Akira Shchutz Loit Lav Shma Akira. And you can't do it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So if he took a Pesach throughout the year, and he did the Shechita outside, whether he did it L'Shmoy, meaning L'Shem Pesach, or Shloi L'Shmoy L'Shem Shlamim, it's not going to change its status. It's still going to remain Pesach, in which case, it doesn't have a Hakrava capacity as a Pesach. There's no Chiyuv of Shchut Echutz. Because you can't transform an animal outside the Beis HaMikdash. Upliga d'Rav Chelki Bar Tuvi. And of course, this is Chaylik on Rav Chelkiah, who just finished telling us when it comes to the Asham of a Mitzvah, that if it's Shaloi L'Shemoi, now it gains carbon status because it's L'Shem Asha, L'Shem Oilo, L'Shem Shlomim, which can be brought even before the owner is ready to bring his Karbanus Chayva. So he held that you can change a status of a carbon even outside the Beis HaMikdash. So in summation, once again we discussed the halacha of a Karban Pesach, which was nishchat outside the Beis HaMikdash, b'sh'ar yomos hashana. So Yom Tov is over, he has an extra carbon. Suppose he lost this one, and he had to get a substitute, now he has an extra carbon. And he did a shechita outside the Beis HaMikdash. Is there a chiv of shchut echutz? So according to the first version of the Gemara, we have three shitas here. Rav Chisda, Rav Dimi, and Rav. Rav Chisda holds, if he did the shchita l'shmoy l'shem Pesach, even stama, unspecified shchita, he's potter because you can't have a carbon Pesach throughout the year. It's not considered a potential carbon, even in Beis HaMikdash. In which case, there's no chiv of shchita echutz. Which essentially means, don't do something outside, which was meant to be brought inside. Well, this has no carbon capacity inside. But if it's shlo l'shmoy, then it's chayev because you can. You can bring the shlamim bifnim, which case if it was brought outside, it's called shchut echutz. Koter of Dimi, in both cases is potter, even if it's shalei lishmoy, because he holds, you cannot change the designation of a carbon through a shchita outside, which case it remains as though it's a carbon Pesach, which case it has no hakrovah potential inside, which case is no chiyuv of shchut echutz. According to Ravin, the first version of the Gemara, Ravin held, in both cases is chayiv, even if it's l'shmoy, even if l'shem Pesach. Why? Because he holds, you don't have to change the status of the Karban Pesach. You don't need akira to turn into a shlam. It's automatically going to revert to shlamim status, which case it's considered a carbon. It has a krovah potential bifnim. And therefore, there's a chiv of shchut echutz if done outside the Beis HaMikdash. Continues the Gemara, Amamar, let's review. We learned yesterday, Mishahigru Laleim, back to the Shnei Siriyam Kippurim. So he accomplished the Hagrola, and he committed one as the Sar Lashem, the other one as the Sar Lazazel. And he chooses to do Shchita outside. Is there a chiv of Shchut Echutz? Says Gemara, Shehigra Aleim, once you've done the Agrola, Chayv al Shal Shem, Potter al Shal Azazel. The Chiv Shchitichutz on the Sur Lashem, that's a Chatas, that's a carbon. A carbon brought outside instead of inside, it's called Shchitichutz. But it's Potter on the Azazel, because that's not meant to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Although you have to bring it in for Hagrola, for Vidoy, but the actual Hakrova, it doesn't have in the Beis HaMikdash. You throw it off the cliff in the Midbar, and therefore there's no Chiv if he shechts it outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara will now provide the background for this halach. How do we know that a Sar L'Azazel is not considered like a regular carbon, not included in the Chiv of Shchutechutz? Tan Rabban, Ish in Beis Yisrael, this is the Pasuk of Shchutechutz. Asher Yishchat Shoyroi Kesev Oyez B'machal. If he takes an animal, a carbon, does a shechita in the camp, oil yasha yishchat mechutz l'machne, vel pesach oil moed lo yevi oil lahakriv karvan l'Hashem, he failed to bring it as a carbon to the oil moed. Does it outside instead of inside, he gets karis, b'shogig de zechatas. Says the Brisa, e carbon. The Pasuk would just mention the word karvan. He failed to bring his carbon to the oil moed. Shemeyan, yafilu kachav edekam bayis. I'd say, well, it includes even Behema, which was Hugdash for the Bedek HaBayis. It was never meant to be used as a carbon on the Mizbeach. There as well. He would be Chayev for shechting it outside. I feel the concept of Bedek HaBayis, Shenikru carbon, which we find elsewhere, that are also, regarded, reference to with the word carbon. Kinyin Shenemar, Vanakir is carbon Hashem, Pasuk speaking about the donations to the Beis HaMikdash, Vanakir is carbon Hashem, we see the term carbon relating even to Bedek HaBayis. So perhaps there's a chiyuv of Shchutechutz even by Bedek HaBayis. Talmud Loimar, Ve'al Pesach Oil Moed Lo Yevi'oi. He failed to bring it to the Oil Moed. What does that tell you? Kol Aroi Lo Pesach Oil Moed Chayev Olav Bachutz. Something which was designated for Oil Moed, it was meant to be brought as a carbon. If it's done outside, is chayiv. Kol she'ena royal pesach oil moed, as opposed to something which was never meant to be brought into oil moed for akrova, such as the bedek habayis. It's meant for the building fund. Ein chayiv an olav b'chutz. There's no chayiv if it was done outside the Beis HaMikdash. So the rule of thumb is very simple. Instead of bringing it inside, he brought it outside. That's called shchutechutz, as opposed to kachav bedek habayis, which were never meant for the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Oisi Elu, She'ein Ru'uyin L'Pesach Oil Moed. Perhaps, I'm going to be Memayit, and the Kachah B'Dek HaBayis, which were never meant for Pesach Oil Moed. V'lo Yoitzi Paras Chatzis, but perhaps I won't be Memayit, the Paraduma, V'Soyra Mishtaleach, or the Soyra, which is meant to be sent out to the La'azazel. Perhaps these I will not exempt from the Issur of Shchutechutz. Why? Why would I say these are different? So Rashi actually takes out the word Paras Chatas. He says there's no Havaminim that Paras Chatas should be involved in the Issur of Shchutechutz. The Gemara only meant Sar Mishtaleach. Why would I think that I'm going to include it in the Issur of Shchutechutz? Shuroi love a Pesach Ayel Moed. Because the Sar Mishtaleach really is meant to be delivered to the Oyel Moed. Rashi explains, you have to bring it in for the Hagrola process, for the Vidi process. So true, it's not going to end up on the Mizbeach, but perhaps it's included in the description of El Pesach Oyel Moed. It's something roi for the Oyel Moed. And perhaps, if he's Sheikh the Sur Mishtaleach outside, there's a din of Shchutechutz. That's why the Pasuk adds the word Lashem to tell us Mishim Yichodin Lashem. Only an animal which is designated Lashem to be brought on the Mizbeach as a carbon. Yotzu Elo, as opposed to the Sur Mishtaleach, She'ein Miyuchodin Lashem. It's not considered Miyuchod Lashem. True. It comes along to the Oil Moed, it gets Hagrola, it gets Vidui, but ultimately it's brought to the Midbar, thrown off the cliff. It doesn't really go through the hakrova process of your typical carbon, which is called Lashem. There's a Sur Lashem, but this is not. There's a Sur Lazazel. And therefore, there's no chiyuv of Shchutei Chutz by Sar Lazazel. So, it's interesting. The Sar Lazazel really has two sides to him. Part of his process takes place in the Beis HaMikdash. He's delivered to the Beis HaMikdash. He's processed, at least partially, in the Beis HaMikdash. He takes part in the Hagrola. There's a Vidui. But afterwards, he's taken out of the Beis HaMikdash, sent down the cliff, and therefore he's excluded from this parsha of Shchutei Chutz. Says Gemara, "V'la Hashem lo hoitzihu." So do you mean to say that the word Lashem implies that the Sar Lazazel is not included? Because since it's not going to be brought in Mizbeach, it doesn't go into this category of Lashem. But Lashem lo hoitzihu. For a minute, we find another brisa where the word Lashem actually will include the Sar Lazazel. Yiratzel lakorban isha Lashem. The pasuk there is speaking about waiting patiently before being magdash a carbon, before being makir a carbon, needs to be at least 8 days old. In which case it's now suitable. Yiratzel lahal carbon isha Lashem. We learn from here that isha Lashem is elu ishim. It's referring to the burning on the Eish of the Mizbeach, that you're not meant to do that to a carbon which is underage, less than 8 days old. Menayish like the Shenu Mechusazman. From what do we know? They shouldn't even be Magdish, an animal which is less than 8 days old. Talmud Loimar, carbon. Don't even make it into a carbon. The word Lashem, which is an extra word, is coming to be Marba. Larab is to include Soir HaMishtaleach. Even when it comes to be Magdish, Soir HaMishtaleach, if it's underage, it's possible. You have to wait at least until he's 8 days old. So in this brisa, Lashem is actually including the Soir HaMishtaleach. Whereas in the previous brisa, the word Lashem was Mamai Soir HaMishtaleach. So which way is it? Is Soir HaMishtaleach considered something meant Lashem or not Lashem? Amar Rava, it's neither this nor that. The word Lashem doesn't really have any specific meaning. It's an extra word. Now depending on the context, that's how you're going to apply the word Lashem. Amar Rava, Hasa Minyana Dekra. Over there, by Shchutei Chutz, we follow the context of the Psukim. Vacha Minyana Dekra. And likewise over here, by the Mechusar Zman, by the premature, the underage animal, we also follow the context of the Psukim that we're learning. What does he mean? Hasa over there by Shchutei Chutz. De El Pesach L'Rabbis, where the words El Pesach, which is a very general, all-encompassing phrase, anything delivered to the Ohel Moed will be included in the Issur of Shchutei Chutz. The simple meaning of that phrase can be applied to the Soir HaMishtaleach as well, because ultimately it's going to end up in the Beis HaMikdash, at least for some time, to do the Hagrola, to do the Vidui. So once the Soir HaMishtaleach is included, let's proceed further in the pasuk. Lashem, it's an extra word. Apparently, it's coming to send a message. Lohoitzi. Go ahead and undo the effect of the previous phrase. Go ahead and be mamayit. The Soir HaMishtaleach, it's not considered totally Lashem because ultimately it's going to be brought to the midbar. There's no hakrava there. So that's how we arrive at the conclusion that Soir HaMishtaleach does not have a din of Shchutei Chutz. Lashem is Lohoitzi. As opposed to Hocha by the Mechus Asman, the Isha Lohoitzi. The simple meaning of the word Isha, Isha Lashem, the fire, the Mizbeach, the Marocha, it's not referring to the Soir HaMishtaleach, which never ends up on the Marocha. It's Lohoitzi. It's going to exclude the Soir HaMishtaleach from this din of the 8 day old requirement. In which case, when the Torah adds another word Lashem, which is a superfluous word, it's an extra word, L'Rabbis, apparently, the Torah will change that perception and is now going to be marbed, the Sar Lazazel. We have to use the Reba for something. If he was not included, now he'll be included. So in reality, it's not the meaning of the word which we're working with. It's just the context of the structure of the pasuk. So in each case, in each context, we end up with a different conclusion. By the Shchut Echutz, we end up excluding Sar Mishtaleach. As opposed to the din of Mechusar Zman, he's included. Let's go over to Rashi, about 3-4 lines down. Beginning with the words Hasam. Hasam del Pesach l'Rabbis. Says Rashi over there that El Pesach is going to be Mar B'Sar Mishtaleach, Deloy Mamait Mel Pesach. Shari Roy Love El Pesach. The words El Pesach L'Amayit, the simple meaning of that phrase, won't automatically exclude the Sar Mishtaleach because it is Roy to the Pesach L'Amayit. It actually needs to be brought for the Hagrol and the Vidur. So when the Pesach continues, L'Hashem L'Haitzi Asa, Dilu L'Rabbis L'Yisrael, there's no need to include, it's already included. V'chi Asa L'Haitzi. Apparently, the Hashem is coming lahoitzi yasa ule midrash mishi miuchad l'Hashem yotzezeh sheni miuchad. L'Hashem will tell you no. It needs to be miuchad l'Hashem as opposed to the sir la'azazel which you thought was included. No, it's not included because it's not miuchad l'Hashem. As opposed to mechusar zman hacha, the isha mashma lahoitzi sir mishtaleach. The default meaning of the word isha is to exclude sir mishtaleach. Why? Explains Rashi. Sharei eino ilu li'ishem. It doesn't go on to the Mizbeach. It's not going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. In which case, it's automatically excluded. Now when the Pasuk adds, L'Hashem l'rabuya yasa. Apparently, Torah wants you to include the Sar Mishtaleach. Bring it back into the fold. Ule midrash l'Hashem, kol de l'Hashem. Anything which even remotely relates to Hashem is included in this Dinah Mechusar Zman, including even the Sar Mishtaleach. Continues the Gemara. So we learn that Sar Mishtaleach is excluded from Shechut Echutz, but included in the requirement of 8 days old. It can't be a Mechusar Zman. And we have a Pasuk for that. It says, well, why do you need a Pasuk for that? Tama Darbi Rachmana. So it's only because the Torah included the Sar Mishtaleach. Now you know you can't bring him less than 8 days old. Holy Rabbi. But otherwise, if not for the Ribi, Hava Amina, what would I think? Sar Mishtaleach, Kodesh Mechus Hazman? You can take a young goat, 5-day-old goat, and decide, well, I want it to be a Sar Mishtaleach. How can you do that? You can't do it even on practical terms. V'ha ein ha-goyrol kaveya, ela b'roi la'shem. Perhaps, suppose you can bring a Sar Mishtaleach underage. But remember, you can't just consider him a Sar Mishtaleach without a girl. And if he's going to be included in a girl, he automatically has to have meet the conditions and requirements of the Sar Lashem. You don't know which one's going to be Lashem, which one's Lazazel. If you want to include him in a girl, he has to conform to all requirements. So how could you practically bring an underage Sar Lazazel? Even without a pasuk, it's not practical. Amar Rav Yosef. So the Gemara now will provide 3 options where, theoretically, you can go ahead and bring about the concept of Sar La'azazel even without a girl. Now we'll explain why we need a pasuk. That even Sar La'azazel needs to be 8 days old. Because the girl itself would not be enough of a reason to necessitate an 8-day-old goat. Amar Rav Yosef, Hamani Chanan HaMitzri, this brisa which requires a pasuk, that a Sar La'azazel needs to be Ben Shmoinis Yamim, and it's not enough. The fact that he has to join a girl is not enough to be Mechayiv him to be 8 days old. That's because we're following Chanan HaMitzri, who provides an example, a case where you can make a Sar La'azazel without a girl. Chanan HaMitzri, this Nanya. Chanan HaMitzri, Eimer, afilu dam bekos. Mevi chaveroi umazavigloi. He says, even if the dam of the Sar Lashem is contained in the kos, and then his companion was mace, Sar Lazazel is no longer with us. He says, you bring another one to replace this one. Mevi chaveroi umazavigloi. You pair him up with the dam. And then you go ahead and you send away the Sar La'azazel. See, once the Hagrola was done, it's been accomplished, you don't need to redo Hagrola. Even if one of the Seirim dies, just bring another one. In his stead, pair him up with the survivor or with the Dam that's here. Then use him as is. So you need a pasuk that this goat, which is going to be designated as sterilized, also without Hagrola, cannot be Mechus Hazman. So that's the answer to the kasha. Says in 1 second, Eimur de Shamas le Lechonon HaMitzri, the Lech le Dechuyin, is true. We hear from this that Chonon HaMitzri holds that we don't say the Dam becomes Dochi, pushed away, negated from Hakrova just because his companion died. It doesn't invalidate the Dam. True, we see that clearly. He says you could just bring another one and pair him up with the Dam. That's going to be considered a pair of goats, so to speak. In which case, you're okay. You don't need to bring a new pair of goats. Just bring another one instead of the one that's missing. Leslie Dechuin. He doesn't hold that the Dam who lost his companion becomes Dochi. The Leslie Hagrola Mishamasli? How do you know that Hagrola is not required? Dilma Maisi Umagro. Maybe even Chanan HaMitzri holds you can't just consider this one a Sarah La'azaza without a girl. You have to bring a new, a fresh pair of goats. Make Hagrola. Commit this one Lashem, this one La'azazel. Use the Azazel to substitute for the lost one. So perhaps Hagrola is always required. And if that's the case, we don't need a pasuk to tell you don't bring the Sarah La'azazel a Mechus Hazman. If he has to be included in Hagrola, then by default he has to be kosher. Kosher for the Lashem as well. Elam Rav Yosef, Hamani Rav Shimoni. You know what Shita was following Rav Shimon, who holds that once you did Hagrola one time, there's no need to repeat Hagrola. We see this clearly, the Sanya. Meis Echad Men. If one of the two goats dies, Mevicha Veiroi Sheloi BeHagrola, Divi Rav Shimon. Shimon clearly says that if one of your pair dies, you just bring another one and pair him up with the surviving goat, and that's it. Because once you did Hagrola, you don't need to repeat the process. If you're missing the Lazazel, bring another one Lazazel, say this is the Lazazel instead of the one that died. Perhaps you can bring in Mechus Hazman. That's when you need a pasuk to tell you that you cannot even use a Mechus Hazman for Sir Lazazel. Ravina Amar, he's going to answer another teres to the kasha. I'll give an example of a Sir Lazazel with Ed Hagrol. Kigoin Shuhumam. You got a pair of goats, Hashem Lazazel, and Lazazel got a mum. In which case it became pasul. The chidalei al achan, he transferred the kedusha on a replacement. In which case, you don't need hagrola because the replacement will receive his kedusha from the first goat. So here we have a sur la'azazel with an hagrola, and we need a pasuk that he can't bring in mechus hazman. Umanat temer the pasul be'muma. How do you even know that you cannot use a Baal Mum for Sir La'azazel? It's not really a carbon on the Mizbeach. Who says a Mum interferes? The Sanya, we learn this from our Brisa, V'ishe Leititnu Mehem. You can't bring the Baal Mum on the fire of the Mizbeach. Elo Achalovim. You can't be Markiv the Chelev of a Baal Mum. Eini Ela Kulam, perhaps it's only an Isser on all the Chalovim. Miktsasim Menayim. What about a portion of the Chelev? Is that Asr as well? Even a small portion of the chelev of a bamum cannot be brought in the mizbeach. The word mizbeach in the pasuk will tell us zuzrika's damim. You may not do zrika of a bamum on the mizbeach, and the word lashem is l'rabois sarim shtaleach, which is not kosher if he's a bamum. So we learn that you cannot bring a bamum as a sarim shtaleach, nor a mechusar zman. Says, well, why do you need a pasuk for both? Once we see that a Sarah Mishtaleach is treated like a regular carbon with regards to Baal Mum, or let's say regarding Mechus Hazman, wouldn't you just draw a conclusion on your own that all the halachas of carbon applied? Why do you need a pasuk for this and for that? V'yitzrich l'michtav. V'yitzrich l'michtav Baal Mum, v'yitzrich l'michtav Mechus Hazman. Torah needs to tell you that a Baal Mum is pasul for Sarah Mishtaleach, and the pasuk also has to tell you that a mechus hazman is pasuk. The ikas rechman a mechus hazman, the Torah would only say, underage, mishum lemati zimne, because his time has not yet arrived. He's underage. Perhaps that's why he's no good. Aval ba'mum de mati zimni, but a grown animal which happens to be a ma'mum, perhaps a maloi, perhaps that's not excluded. He's a fully mature animal. Perhaps that's not as bad as a mechusas man and can be used for sir lazos. V'gazer achmana ba'mum. Had the Torah only stated the halacha by a ba'mum, I would say, well, yeah, of course that can't be used. B'shum de mois, it's repulsive. It has a mum. It's not covered to bring it to Hashem. Even for sir lazazel, it shouldn't be used. Aval mechusas man delay mois, aim aloi. But it wouldn't apply to a mechusas man. He doesn't have a mum. He doesn't have that mo'us element to him. He's just underage, perhaps. It's not so terrible. Tzricha, that's why. You need a pasuk to invalidate a ba'mum and invalidate a mechusas man. Rav Amar, he says, I'll give you another example. Where, theoretically, you can have a sir la'azazel, which doesn't need hagrola. Because he himself already had agrola, but somehow now he's mechusas man. And that's what the Torah has to tell you. No. Mechusas man is possible for sir lazaz. How's that? Rav amar ki gan shehoi lo yichoi lo b'seich b'ese. Suppose you had your pair of goats. You did agrola. You committed this one l'ashem, this one lazaz. And afterwards, the owner, the farmer who sold these goats, it turns out he had a choi lo b'seich b'ese. He had an ill person at home. V'shachat imoy b'yom kippur, and he shechted the mother of one of these goats of the sarla hazazel to feed the chayla on yom kippur koach nefesh etmut. Now, the child goat cannot be shechted today. So even though he's more than 8 days old, but there's a halacha you can't shecht a mother oisay ves benoy b'yom echad. That's another version of mechusas zman. You have to wait for tomorrow. It's time deficient on Yom Kippur. See, here we have a case where it's already past Hagrola. So Hagrola is not an issue. We have a Sar La'azazel who's Mechusas Man. That's why we need a pasuk to tell you that it's possible. Yukasha was, well, of course it's possible because he has to enter the lottery. In which case, he has to be kosher for Lashem. You don't know which one's Lashem, which one's going to be Lazazel. The answer is, he already went through the Agrola. And afterwards he became a Mechusas Man because his mother was shechted on that day. He's not ready until tomorrow. Perhaps he's fine, because he's only Sar Lazazel, which can be kosher Mechusas Man. Pasuk tells you no. Says man v'chei agavram yaser. Why would it be a concern? Why are you considering Mechusas Man? Because its mother was shechted today? You can't shech the son today. Torah says, you can't shech the mother and offspring in the same day. You're not being shech the offspring. You're throwing him off the cliff. Why is there a problem? Ha'amri b'marava. In Eretz Yisrael, they explained, because throwing him off the cliff, that's considered like the shechita of the animal. You see, you're right. If you just kill the animal, that's not included in the iser of oisev es b'nei l'tzishchatu. But the chiyasai, throwing him off the cliff, that's a true fulfillment of the destiny of this animal. That's the kiyum ha-mitzvah of the animal. It's like shchita. In which case, you can't do it on that very same day as the shchita of the mother. So, as the Shasema says, well, on account of this, it wouldn't be possible if it was done by the Yevon. That's why I need a pasuk to tell you that a mechusar zman is possible, even by Soyam Shtalech. And that's why this Soyam Shtalech, which is mechusar zman, would be possible to be used on Yom Kippur. So, in summation, we learned that a Sar La'azazel, which was Nishchat Bachutz, was speaking after Hagrola when it was already designated as Sar La'azazel, his potter, Lahakev Kerben Lashem, is excluding this type of case because it's not Miyuchad Lashem. We learned that a Mechusas Zman is possible even by Sar La'azazel, even though it's not Mos. The Pasuk says, Lekarba Ish Lashem, which is Marba, even a Sar Mishtalech, and of course we're speaking any one of these three instances where Hagrola is not really needed, so that's not an issue. The psul is simply because a sir la'azazel cannot be mechusas man. We learned that likewise, you cannot use a balmum for sir la'azazel. Once again, al mizbeach la'shem, we marbe even sir la'azazel. Okay, let's go over today's main points. We learned that the Soyer of Yom Kippur, if it's before Hagrola, there's a Chiyuv of Shchita Chutz because theoretically it can be used for the Chatos of Musaf. But after Hagrola, the Soyer Lashem is considered a Korban, is a Chiyuv of Shchita Chutz, but not the Soyer Lazozel. Regarding a Pesach throughout the year, which was Shechted outside, we have three Shittas. Rav Chisda says, if it was done L'Shem Pesach, there's no Korban Pesach throughout the year. There's no Chiyuv of Shchita Chutz. L'Shem Shlomim, there is Chiyuv of Shchita Chutz. According to the second Shittah of the Gemara, Rav Dimi, whether L'Shem Pesach, L'Shem Shlomim, he's Potter. According to the third Shittah, Rabin, whether L'Shem Shlomim, or L'Shem Pesach, he's Chayev. We learned that a Yisur L'Azazel has no Chiyuv of Shchita Chutz, has a Din of Mechus Zman, and cannot be Bamum. Hatzlacha Rabbi.